Okay, we're going to move along here today. Been a little while since we got to talk to this guy. He still owes me a showing of something that he's got. Aaron Steidel, he's a territory manager for Nutrien Ag Solutions. How you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very well. I think spring is sprung. Do you know that? Did you hear that?
I don't know. The 26 degrees this morning with frost in my windows does not feel my truck. Yeah.
Oh, my
facing
goodness.
Away from the sun when I woke up about 5:30, 6 o'clock. And
are you here in Fargo? Or are you?
I'm over by Mapleton there.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, boy. 26 over there?
Yeah, that's what it seemed like anyway.
So. Well, I'm not arguing with you. I would imagine so. It's been that way for a while, but now it looks like basically 40s. Well, for lows, at least in the night. Let's cross our fingers, but anything is possible with Mother Nature. Aaron, so the last time I talked to you, you were just a humble salesperson. Now you're a territory manager.
I don't know if it's an upgrade yet or not. I'm still trying to figure that out. You know, bittersweet, positive. Get to talk more, get to be in front of groups and help our guys. But as a sales guy, you kind of get that number to check out on your own name and see your own success, right?
That's one thing I learned about radio. One time I was like, hey, do you want to be an operations manager? Do you want to be a program director? It's like, oh, gee willikers, can I? And then you're later going, all the stuff rolls downhill and you're like, no, I think I'll just be an announcer. I'm okay with that.
It's been a good change, though. It's been a fun winter. We had a lot of meetings set up and across the board, all the way from Montana through northern Minnesota and all of North Dakota.
Yeah.
Had a lot of growers show up and having a lot of quality conversation.
You grew up in corn country.
You're
a Cardinal.
I am a Cardinal.
I'm Alexandria. Kind of sounding like I'm scoffing, but I'm a Detroit Lakes kid, so I kind of got to scoff at you a little bit.
You know, I went to Alec, but I claim Carlos.
Oh, do you Lake Carlos to the north?
I
the lake,
Carlos.
The beach? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yep. So I'm from the great town of Carlos, about 400 people at the time.
Yeah.
And I think the population has stayed because all the elders have passed away and no one's moved there. So
it's a beautiful area if you ever end up in that neck of the woods. Do they have like resorts in that area too?
Tons.
Really?
Yep. Lakes Country, there's a lot going on.
I've always just driven by it. It's just off of the highway. So
yeah, you can't miss it. Once you get in there, you're weaving and bobbing through lakes the entire time.
Okay. Well, we caught up a little bit there. Anything new in your life, by the way? You haven't had like 10 kids or anything?
I got two girls at home.
Two girls.
Besides a position change, everything's been the same. We're just trying to get by with spring here and make sure all our growers are on the right track.
Gotcha. Well, we got some exciting products that we're going to be talking about over the next several weeks. One of them is an herbicide. You've been teaching me pronunciation on herbicide or herbicide, and I'm going to go with you because you're telling me it's herbicide. Listen, young man.
It's contentious. I think I hear that across the board. Everyone always tells me I say it wrong.
I'm Norwegian, so I've been saying herbicide for a long time, but I believe it is. I believe you're correct. But we want to talk about Radiate, and really it's a big product for Nutrien Ag Solutions, and I think it's a crop, or actually a product that really can help on a wide variety of different crops. So let's kind of get into a little bit about what is Radiate.
Yeah, Radiate. So Radiate is a plant nutrition product of ours, and it's been actually a fun story for you is I've 9 years ago when I was an intern with Nutrien out of the same location that I'm out of now, was my first project. And I came into this out of football, just a dumb jock, not really understanding anything. And my marketing manager set Radiate aside and said, here's what you're going to do. And it was fun. It's the easiest product to walk out with the farmer, walk out with the sales guy, go out in the field, spray a 40, leave a 40 untreated, however the sprayer worked out, and see a visual response. Well, visual response doesn't always mean yield.
Right.
Now, it helps. You know, it's a foundation. So I like to talk Radiate as the foundation product, just as I was as a young seller, is find something that can work consistently. Radiate is a EPA-approved product, actually, which means it has to work more than 80% of the time to be labeled as an EPA product.
Yeah.
So for us, there's a lot of products out there using these growth hormones that we're going to talk about today that really result in consistent quality and years. I believe Radiate's over 20 years old now. For the birthdays, and is still one of our best and most consistent.
So would you say because of the bizarre weather that we have had so far that would cause some stress and this might be a product that could help out?
Absolutely. We are past the point of return here. Some guys might be planting yet.
There's replant going on,
but most of the time guys aren't going to run a liquid fertilizer as a second round of replants.
Yep.
So Radiate is used in furrow, and that ship has sailed for us. So now we're focusing ours on the herbicide passes. And it's IBA and kinetin. IBA is indobutric acid. And then kinetin, cytokinins, they both work. One's for vegetation growth, one's for root growth.
Mm. Yep. Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit more. Did you ever get this where, like, I get, like 500 phone calls from people a day, and it's nothing that I wanted?
Yeah. My phone's been blown up with complaints and products not working and
really
lately. Yeah, it's been fun.
Don't say that. Say products working.
No,
too well.
it's about 2% of products will always have some sort of packaging issue or something. It's easily fixed.
I gotcha. All right, well, my question to you was, and we were talking about this a little bit before, you're kind of educating me a little bit about what's really kind of in Radiate, mm-hmm. and kind of do it in layman's terms here so we can grab a hold of it.
Yeah, so IBA is starts at the root, or that the vegetation tips, and it works its way down. So think of it as the plant saying, hey, I got a lot of sunlight going on and I have time to I need some nutrients, go get them. So it tells the roots to start growing. And it adds more root hairs, which results in more water uptake, more nutrient uptake. Now, chitin. Okay, chitin's the other piece. It starts at the root tips, exudates come up, and tells that, hey, I'm good down here. I got nutrients. I got water. Go get me some solar panels. Go get me some sunlight. Let's start creating food. And the combination between the two, we have a patented combination between them. You know, other products out there might have something called gibberellic acid. Gibberellic acid creates cell elongation, which is great early on. Well, you say ours doesn't have it in it. What's going on? Mm-hmm. We have the concentration between IBA and chitin, that patented formulation I said, has enough to where the plant creates its own. So what we've really focused on for years is the heavy load of these two together, and the formulation and balance has been key for right amount of vegetation, right amount of root growth, which in return leads to a healthier plant, more nutrient uptake, you know, depending on the crop and the timing, what can happen. And then obviously yield goal in the end. So
how early are you applying this?
Anywhere from in furrow to herbicide. And then if you go to different parts of the country, and even us, we have another product called Radiate Next that is for later season passes, flowering, pollination times.
Okay. So. Talk about, you know, and the root system is important, and the better root system, I mean, you can weather a lot of storms, let's put it that way, unless it's a North Dakota 60-mile-an-hour wind. Maybe even it helps you there.
That's right.
So it doesn't get pulled out of the ground. But I know you have a bit more information about, Stephen, talking about the roots and the hairs and, right. You know, how that is absorbing nutrients.
So roots don't take up water nutrients to the main roots. All the root hairs is what's doing the surface area. The amount of root hairs on a plant that are actually there, and they only last 7 days before they start dying off and they have to make new ones.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right, yeah. So normally you think, oh, I got a big old root system. How many of those root hairs are actually living, and what are they going to do? So by applying a product like Radiate that has auxins that create more root hairs, right, more root growth, has a turnover rate of growing more. You're looking a little puzzled looking at a photo.
Oh, no, I'm looking at the stat. An average mature root system may have as much as 4,300 square feet of surface area.
It's a lot of room, a lot of root hairs.
Yeah, and that's crazy.
Yep, and 67% of their 67% yep. of water uptake and nutrient uptake happens from the root hairs. So
that is crazy to think about. Okay, so in the testing that you guys have done, and you talked about, you know, using this product, if you're not a believer, use it in a particular area, and then, you know, have an area that you don't. And what kind of difference are you seeing? What kind of feedback have you gotten on that?
I've seen anywhere from the first 2 weeks after application, no vegetation change, a little bit of root change. And that's the crazy part about Radiate is it's a long-going effect. When you give these plants these hormones, they might not see it right away to the untreated check. And then all of a sudden you come back after 28 days, 4 weeks later, you'll see a big separation of visual response. And then also root hairs and root growth, you will see. It's hard to see it. Mm-hmm. If you just dug up a plant, what we like to do is go out there with some baking soda and water and truly put it on a board and show guys. And then you can actually see the differences in products. And what I like to do is have the grower pick their own plants, because that way I'm not being biased of which one to pick. And a lot of times you go, ooh, should we even look at these?
Right.
Always wash them and put them on a board. And then the biggest thing is go to your yield map at the end of the year and draw the actual box over your yield. Because I've had guys say, it didn't work. Well, can you tell me that you've seen 3 or 4 bushels on wheat just by looking at a field?
Yeah.
No, well.
It's hard. That would be hard.
Wheat at $5. I don't know if that's where it's at now.
Yeah.
But $5 at wheat, 4 bushels is $20. You know, it's a great ROI.
Well, we wish it was at 5.
What is it?
I don't know.
I've been hearing all over the place.
No, you're not. I mean, no, wheat's more than that. Wheat's at 6. Wheat's over six now. We got to stay with the times.
I was saying 450, and guys are correcting
corn.
Me at 550.
You know what? I was thinking corn.
Oh, yeah. Because
that's where it's struggling to get up to five. Right. So, okay. So, talk to me. You were explaining this to me and how Radiate works. And just explain, like, with glyphosate, mm-hmm. just talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so Radiate was actually originally designed as a glyphosate safener. So glyphosate meaning Roundup, right? You go out and spray. Well, yeah, we have crop-tolerant varieties to these. Well, the plant still has to metabolize that glyphosate in that plant and results in dead decay. Well, I told you off the air here, by the time that plant's got to recover, what has it spent? Energy to grow new living leaf material. Metabolize that, it kind of gets into like a little droopy couple days where it kicks out of that. More noticeable with 2,4-D than mm-hmm. in dicamba than it is Roundup. But that plant's got to grow through that. What does that come to us? A cost of expensive potentially yield. Plants are lazy. They want to run efficiently. Yeah. Well, if you knock them back for 3-4 days and have to regrow, that's yield potentially in the end that we lost.
So is there a particular crop that this works better in?
I love it. I think anything that has roots needs Radiate, but I really love it in some specialty crops for herbicide safening mostly. Corn and beans and wheat are always going to get a good yield reaction, a good visual response. Anyone ever spray wheat and all of a sudden say, just go to the lake for a couple of days, it might flash a little bit? I've literally seen it work where Radiate does not flash, yes. Helps burn that metabolism, kick that plant out. Now, edible beans, a lot of guys in this area have edible beans. Yep. We've all seen edible beans spec up. Radiate's awesome.
How about like potatoes, sugar beets, any of those?
Yep. And
applicable
then,
there too?
Yep. Or? Not just for even stress, but for adding more branches. Like timing is key. We talked about that herbicide timing. Like soybeans, what do we want? You ever hear people talk about more auxiliary branches? Well, more auxiliary branches at the right time come from these auxins and the growth hormones, right? And the chitin. Well, now, more branches come pod set means more potential for more yield. Then we got to come back and fill them, and that's the key. So it's a whole piece, but this is our foundation of starting the better root system, the better vegetation, the more biomass, and then you got to come back and fill them with the proper nutrition.
Okay. So if somebody's listening right now going, crap, I didn't get Radiate, or I didn't use it, or I don't have it, obviously it's still applicable for them because it's early, even if they have planted, right? It's still early for them. So how widely used? I mean, when did this hit the market? Has this been out there for several years now, or is it still relatively new?
It's been out there for a while now. I want to say it's been 20 years. It's been around. Maybe different names, different formulations. The formulation we have now, I know, has been around for at least 12.
Okay, so it's been a while. So people, you know, should be somewhat familiar with it by now, I would think.
Most people that have used it usually come back.
Okay.
And they like it because they've seen a consistent result, whether that be that herbicide safening, the yield response. Like you said, we're getting cold tonight. Mm-hmm. Some guys that may have had this.
Well, that was last night, actually. Yeah. We should be okay tonight.
Or even last week, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Getting cold, that stress early on is bad for a young plant. This product adds vigor so those plants can endure that stress.
Yeah, you're making me nervous now. 44 tonight, so better.
Still not great.
Mapleton might be 25.
No, that was last night.
No, it's all good. I think we've turned the corner on that. So the next thing would be is if somebody does not have a dealer or they don't think they have a dealer near them to be able to get ready, or at least talk to you guys from Nutrien, what would be the recommendation? Website, call, what would you recommend?
Look up Nutrien Ag Solutions, or your local dealer may be a wholesale partner of ours. See if they have the opportunity to sell Radiate. We have locations all across North Dakota, northeastern Montana, and northwestern Minnesota. Walk in there, and I guarantee we have it on the floor.
Okay. And you got a big territory.
I do.
Which is probably everything you just said.
Yep. Northeast Montana, all of North Dakota, and Northwest Minnesota. That's our division.
Oh, gosh.
Yep. And then we also have Minnesota, South Dakota combined for another division. We're basically anywhere in the Corn Belt you could find stores.
Yeah. And the great news, as we mentioned, is if you have a crop and it's planted, this should work for you.
That's right. So I walked many fields where side-by-sides have been positive.
The bad news is it seems like we got to grow these mega crops anymore to be able to make money. But the good news is this should be able to help you. Mm-hmm. So
a lot of times we say that if you don't start with Radiate, those other products and other nutrients plans don't work because Radiate is the foundation. You need more roots to make those things.
Yeah. If somebody wanted to kind of get into the nuts and bolts, like, okay, well, prove it to me. I'm assuming you guys have some numbers online of how this is performed.
Right. And actually, I can tell you some right now. Corn, I've always said up in our neck of the woods, we've seen a consistent response of 4 bushels on corn. Soybeans is relatively 2.9 on our averages.
You got that one down to the got that one down. Point.
Yep. Wheat is usually a 3 to a 4, depending on scenario and geography.
Okay.
And then canola, we recently did some canola up by Botno, but I don't have the numbers on my head. But I know it was response. Yeah. We did that with its sister product, Radiate Next. Different timing for pollination, but we've seen positive yield responses on those. And edible beans, just seeing the response on herbicide. Okay. Guys, it's hard to pinpoint edibles because of other disease, but we've seen guys talk a couple hundred bags or a couple hundred pounds to 50 pounds.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is it cost? I mean,
biggest thing, the ROI is there. Radiate's not a very expensive product. Most guys have got to the point where just give me it, throw it in as herbicide safer, yeah. And the rest is
just goes from
benefit.
There.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right, Aaron. Thank you so much for swinging by. We're going to do this, but I don't know if we're going to talk more Radiate next week. But we're going to be talking a bunch of different products over the next several weeks. It's good to see you. Are you coming in every time?
Yeah, I'll be in. Okay. Oh, I plan to. I think we'll have to do one phone call. And that might be next week, but
okay.
Well, I plan on being here in person. I like face-to-face interaction.
Well, it was fun to catch up with you again. I forget how large you are. I mean, you just
not a small human,
and I mean that in a nice way. Is it all? Can I call you old?
Go ahead. I turned 30 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
so
good Lord! Young football player.
You know, my knees are falling apart, and someone said you have the knees of a 45-year-old man, and I said, God, that kind of stinks. And they're like, Well, yeah, you did play college football.
Yeah, that's all they say. Because soon it'll be 65 and it'll be like, oh my gosh,
I'll probably have a titanium knee by then. So
yeah, that's the way it goes, you know. Make the big money at NDSU. No, I did not. All right, you guys won a championship though. How many championships did you guys win when you were there?
I have 4.
Jeez.
That how one many, dreaded year with JMU, unfortunately.
You can ask me how many of my favorite college, University of Minnesota, won. That would be none.
Thank you.
In fact, you guys probably beat us during the time you were there. Did you play the Gophers?
Two years before I was there, they did.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. You're breaking up. All right. Good to see you again. Website for Nutrien.
NutrienAgSolutions.com.
We're going to take a break. He can stick around if he wants. Congresswoman Julie Fedorchak is going to be joining me next here on Farm Talk.